let us stand.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
We take this opportunity to bring back to you to which you have blessed us with. We pray that these gifts will be used to glorify your kingdom. We ask blessing upon each and every person that gave and those who was unable to give. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask it all. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. On this morning, we were blessed through the preaching of our sister, Reverend Eunice Williams. And on this afternoon, she is passing the baton to our brother and our friend, God's teacher and God's preacher, Reverend Nicholas Williams. And so we are blessed to receive God's word on today. Let us pray for Reverend Williams. Let us pray with him. And let us be a witness to the truth of God's word with our amens. Amen. Choir leads us, and then our morning message.
Jesus. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, Lord, I'd be made whole. Oh, Lord.
Today, tomorrow, bless me, bless me, bless me right now, right now, right now, right now, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me,
bless me. I need you right
now. How many of you need God to bless you? How many of you need God to bless you?
Right
bless
now.
Me, right now, right
oh,
now,
right now,
right now, right now. now. Right now. Right now.
I need you.
Hallelujah.
I need you to bless me.
Hallelujah.
Right now. One more time. I need you to bless me. Bless me.
Bless me.
Right now.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless me, God. Bless me like you never blessed me before. Bless me today and tomorrow. Bless me every day that I live. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me in times that I think I'm in trouble. Bless me in times that I think everything is just great. I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me. Our Father, we come and we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. We ask you, Lord, just to open up our hearts and our minds that we might be able to hear a message that would bring somebody coming down the aisle saying, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, God, for this opportunity just to bring the word. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. These and all the blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, the Rock of Ages. In the precious name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. In his name we say, amen, 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 and amen. To our pastor in his absence, to the officers of this church, to our members and our friends, to my fellow co-laborers in the gospel, I say to you, good afternoon. I will say to you that this is certainly a great day to preach the word of God. It is certainly a great day to celebrate this great choir's anniversary. I will say to you that it is always good to sing the praises of God. I will also say to you that at one point in time, I truly loved to sing, and I can tell you that past history, I used to sing with Frank Riley in a men's group in another church. And then I used to sing with a group in Korea when I was on active duty called the Yongsan Gospeliers. I enjoyed singing with them. I enjoyed what this choir did this morning. You were thoroughly inspired. I will tell you that I am not a preacher that preaches long. But you need to be fired up about the Word of God today. Amen. I can tell you that you need to be as fired up about the Word of God today as you're going to be on Super Bowl Sunday when some of y'all be hollering and screaming in front of the TV like nothing else. But you need to be fired up about the Word of God. You always need to be. Now, before I bring the message, I want to do a couple of things. First thing I want to do is I want to talk about a person from South Hill, Virginia, that's been my girlfriend for 42 years and my wife for 39 years, who is a preacher in her own right and a teacher in her own right. With that, I will introduce to you, introduce to some and present to others, none other than my wife, the Reverend Eunice I. Williams, and I ask her to stand. The next thing that I would like to do is I will tell you that I've been taught by old preachers. One of them, Fred Smith, who used to be the pastor at Lily the Valley. Another old preacher, a friend of mine, Romy Flowers, who is the pastor of Rising Star, that every preacher should have a song. And I have a song, but I always like to do things kind of old-fashioned.
better known in the academic world as a cappella, in a country that's without music. And so I want you all to join with me and help me, and we want to sing two verses of At the Cross. Are you ready? Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thank you so much. Thank you. I would ask you now if you would, I know that it's in the bulletin, I know that, but I would ask all of you to grab your Bibles, whether you have your personal Bible or you need to grab the pew Bible, I need you to grab that Bible. The reason why I need you to grab it is because, one, you need to make sure that I'm telling you what's in the Bible, and two, you need to have an interest in the verses before and after what I'm going to say. Amen?
Amen?
We're going to look at the book of Luke, the fourth chapter, starting with verse 14 and going through verse 21. I'm going to read, my transcript is read in the NIV. You will notice that if you read in your Bibles, it's from the King James Version. Y'all bear with me. When you have it, say amen. Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 14 through 21. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in the synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." We're going to take for a sermon title, "The Message and Mission
of Jesus. The message and mission of Jesus. Dr. Luke, the physician, takes us straightway as Jesus is coming from the desert and the temptations of the devil to beginning of the Savior's mission. Jesus has not called any of the 12 disciples, but he's begun the mission given to him by God the Father. In this small segment of verses, Jesus makes clear what his message is to mankind and what his divine mission is. He has already started teaching in the synagogues located in the immediate region of his hometown. People have listened and they are impressed by what the Lord Jesus has to say. What Luke does not tell us at the beginning of this segment is whether or not anyone has repented and accepted the good news message. We find Jesus at this very moment in his hometown of Nazareth on the Jewish Sabbath day entering the synagogue. Note that the passage tells us that this was Jesus' custom to be in the synagogue, not every other Sabbath, not just the first and third Sabbath, but every Sabbath. Amen. Every Sabbath. Amen. Now, apply that to some who assume that you only need to be in church the first and third or the second and fourth Sunday. The other Sundays, they need a rest. Jesus selects the scroll of the prophet Isaiah to read as testimony to his mission and message. To be specific, Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, is the passage with a small portion from Isaiah 58 and 6. Jesus uses the words spoken by the prophet many centuries before his incarnation to announce his coming and what his coming would mean to the masses that have no hope of eternal life without him. Understand that without God, without Jesus, you have no hope of eternal life. Without Jesus, you have no hope of eternal life. There are three important topics that Jesus covers in reading this selected passage from Isaiah. One, Jesus has been anointed, that is, chosen by God to bring a message of love and forgiveness. Two, God sent his Son to recover or bring back man to him, God. And three, God's favor toward mankind is in the presence of his Son and what his Son will do for mankind to satisfy the debt to be paid for sin. There is a debt to be paid for sin, and Jesus Christ paid that debt for all of us. Jesus could have selected Daniel 9 and 24 to speak about his anointing by the Father. It reads this way. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for the wickedness, to bring everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Perhaps this prophecy by Daniel would have been too harsh for the people to take. Instead, Jesus chose the words of Isaiah. Jesus' selection of this passage in Isaiah was to comfort some distinct groups of people: the poor, the prisoners, those that are blind, and those that are oppressed. What group do you fall in? Is your spirit poor because you just haven't trusted Jesus' words of salvation? Are you a prisoner of your own self-destructive nature? Has the truth been right in front of your nose, but you just haven't seen it? Or are you denying the truth? Have you been blinded by your own selfish desires? Are you oppressed because you do not have that special spiritual peace that only Jesus can offer? That peace that Jesus can offer is peace that nobody in this world can offer you. Amen. Well, Jesus states in this passage that he can bring comfort to all of us because that is his mission. We find that Jesus speaks about the special comfort he has to offer in other portions of the New Testament. In John 14 and 1, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." In John 14 and 18, he says, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Again, in John 16, 33, we find Jesus' words of comfort. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, hello, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus uses the prophet Isaiah's words to tell the hometown folk that he's come to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The King James Version states it this way, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What is this year of the Lord's favor or acceptable year of the Lord? It is the beginning of a new age, the start of Jesus bringing the good news that he's come to begin a new work and offer salvation in a manner that will change the outlook and purpose of the Word of God. Man is no longer blind to what God desires. God has offered a path out of eternal condemnation through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the flesh is the grace of God displayed like never before. Jesus is telling the hometown folk and you and me that he's going to give us the truth. Jesus has brought the truth to us. He states in John 8 and 31 and 32, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and what? The truth will set you free. The truth is that God hates sin, and sin has a price of death. Jesus is God's acceptable price for the sins committed by mankind. As we read on in this fourth chapter of Luke, we find in verse 20 that Jesus rolls up the scroll and gives it back to the attendant. The people are waiting to hear what he has to say about the Isaiah passage. Jesus' words are profound and straightforward about what he has read. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, Jesus said that what he read was a prophecy about himself and what he was to do and say according to all that the Father has declared. As we continue to read God's word every day, notice I didn't say every other day, every day, we see that Jesus taught everywhere that he went. When he calls his special group of disciples, he teaches them not only about himself, but also about what his mission is and what their mission will be once he ascends back to the Father. Jesus fulfills all by going to the cross to die for the sins of all mankind. He was the price paid for past, present, and future sins. Yes, sir. What an awesome mission. Yes. Jesus went from courtroom to courtroom. He was lied on. He was spit upon. He was beaten. And he was denied by one of his own. He willingly put this rugged wooden cross on his back. Went to Golgotha Hill. There he allowed his hands and his feet to be nailed. He was raised up on a cross naked, bleeding and bruised. In his hours on the cross, he asked the Father to forgive those that put him there and promised eternal life to a convicted criminal. When he had been punctured in the side and declared dead, the Rock of Ages was placed in a rock, sealed with a rock. Jesus lay in the grave all night Friday, all day Saturday, and all night Saturday night. The death and the grave thought they had him. But early on Sunday morning, by the power of his Father, the true and living God, he arose from the grave with all power, not half power, not four quarters power, but all power in his hands. He said, all power is in my hands. Aren't you glad today that the Spirit of God was on him? Aren't you glad today that Jesus had the mission to be the offering for our sins? Aren't you glad today that Jesus came to preach good news to the poor, proclaim freedom to the prisoners, and release the oppressed? Are you glad today that he provided sight to the spiritually blind? Are you glad today that Jesus did what he did? His mission was to redeem me and you, to redeem those that came before, to redeem those that will come after. That was his mission. That was his mission. And then I say and I declare to you, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be today? If it hadn't been for him, I would not be where I am today. If it hadn't been for him, I am doomed to die and be condemned. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, where in fact would I be? We give God glory. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him praise. It may be that I won't be here tomorrow, but then I will be with him where I can praise him day in and day out. Sabbath will have no end, and I will say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Give him glory today. Give him glory today. And we all said, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Are you glad today? Are you glad today that God died for you? He went to the grave for you. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody get fired up for God. Somebody get fired up for God. Somebody get fired up for God. 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 God during the day. God in the afternoon. God in the evening. God at night. God. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Somebody help me. Our deacons are coming. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. We are offering an invitation to those that may come. We're offering an invitation to those that may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come based on your Christian experience. You may come by letter of recommendation. But the request is, won't you come? The choir is singing. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Come on. Won't you come? Won't you come? The church is standing. The church is standing. The church is standing. Come on, come on. Won't you come? Won't you come?
How marvelous.
Won't you come?
Amen. Jesus promised.
Won't you come? Won't you come? Jesus is calling you.
About the things ahead.
Won't you come?
All I have to do is live right and believe the word of
God. Won't you come? Won't you come? Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Won't you come?
All I have to do is live right.
Yes, yes. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. Yes, yes.
May be seated. It was ours to offer, yours to accept or reject.
Wishing to become a member of Second Baptist Church through his Christian experience.
God bless you today, Brother Gonzalez. We are so grateful that you visited with us. We're so grateful that you have come and made a decision about your relationship with Christ. And certainly we welcome you to be a part of this church. Our pastor, who's out of town, but certainly he will be getting in contact with you and talking with you about where you can plug in and how you can grow. And I would just encourage you to become part of a Sunday school class. Amen. Become part of a Sunday school class. Attend our Bible study that you can learn more about what God has in store for you. Amen. And again, we are grateful for your being here, and we'll continue to pray for you. Amen.
And we also have Myra Burton, who comes wishing the church to pray for her.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. I'm going to ask if some would come and we can pray with our sister. We'll pray for Brother Gonzalez. Lord our God, how grateful we are unto you for just who you are. All of us are witnesses today that you are a God who continues to look beyond our faults, and you see our needs. We are all witnesses that you are a God who is able to provide and able to protect and able to heal, able to deliver. And then, Father, we are thankful to know that down through the years, you've been our refuge, you've been our dwelling place, you've been our rock. And we know that, as the preacher declared a moment ago, that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be on today? We thank you for our sister, Mrs. Burton. She has come today. We thank you that you're a God who knows all and sees all. We thank you for all that you've done for her in days past. We look forward and pray you'll continue the blessings upon her, her body, her spirit, her walk. And then, Lord, we thank you that she has come today as one of us. We pray your continued blessings upon her, and whatever she stands in need of, we turn it over to you. For our God is an awesome God, and Jesus promised he'll take care of us. We thank you for Brother Gonzalez on today. Thank you for leading him our way. Thank you for touching his heart today. Thank you for blessing him to look towards you. For again, all of us are witnesses that we need you in our lives. We need you in our walk. We need you in our plans. So, Father, we pray that you would bless him, continue to bless him with the assurance that you're a present God and all is well. And then, Lord, we thank you for the preached word on today. We thank you for Reverend Nicholas Williams and the message of hope that he has brought to us on today. We thank you for Jesus the Christ, the one who paid it all, the one who makes all things possible. For without him, all of this would be for naught. But we thank you that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son